This is Michael Stauffer for LittleChuteMatters.org. Today I'm interviewing Jack Voigt, who's a candidate for county executive. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Fine, Michael.
Good.
Thank you.
Let's begin with some basic questions here. Why are you running for office? Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in serving the public as Outagamie County executive.
Well, I was born and raised in Outagamie County, and certainly I've been I've been involved in a lot of different things in this community and by Appleton as well. Certainly went to school at New London High School, graduated there. Went to school at Oshkosh, graduated there. And was drafted and went to the military. And served in Vietnam, a tour of duty in Vietnam. Came back and was a claim adjuster for 3 years. And I decided after 3 years of doing that, I could also serve the clients, I guess, as well as the agents I was serving. And so I decided to start my own business. And that was 37 years ago. I'm still in business. But also, the reason I'm running is that I think more business people should run for political office. Because a lot of policies that are created by politicians affect business. And I began my early career in politics as being the president of the Northside Business Association in Appleton. And they encouraged me to get involved at the city council level, and I was elected shortly thereafter. Served 10 years on the city council president, and decided to, after 10 years doing that, is to take a sabbatical and retire from somewhat politics. And believe it or not, 6 months later, a person asked me to run for county state treasurer, and end up winning the primary and general election, and served 12 years as state treasurer.
12 years. That was during which administration?
Well, actually, I served three administrations. I worked with Governor Thompson, McCallum, and Doyle.
All three of those. Okay. Let's move on to a question about the economy then. The economy is on most people's minds right now, especially jobs. According to the Census Bureau, in Outagamie County, one out of every five jobs are created by small businesses with less than 20 employees. Another two out of the five are for mid-sized businesses with 20 to 200 employees. And over 95% of the businesses in the county are either small or mid-sized. How will you support existing small and mid-sized businesses and encourage the development of new ones?
Well, I do have a plan. I think I'm the only candidate that has a plan to create jobs in this county. Certainly, Scott Walker has an initiative by restructuring the Commerce Department in Madison. I know Scott personally, and I worked with him as well. Basically, I've served helped with four different governors, really. But certainly, my initiative is that a lot of businesses need access to capital. I mean, we could do a lot of different things on policy, such as tort reform, such as creating some tax incentives for giving businesses some credits for hiring employees. But really, it comes down to a lot of small businesses want to expand or start a new business, and where are they going to get the capital? Because markets have changed. There's been a sea change in Washington and Madison about spending. And so there's going to be a lot less revenues coming to towns and villages and counties. And certainly I have a plan that to create a nonprofit organization to support gap financing. That's where businesses don't have enough capital, but also enough capital to be raised through this initiative to support businesses' expansions. And when you have business expansions, there are going to be employees hired.
Interesting. Would that be a public-private type partnership?
Well, I prefer the county to get out of the banking business. Right now, we have a revolving loan fund that helps support small businesses, but the amount of money there is only $750,000, and that is not sufficient to have a good revolving loan fund for gap financing. Certainly, I'm looking at a nonprofit, private enterprise that will provide these funds for businesses.
Our next question is about government finances. When we think about government finances, many of us immediately think taxes, but taxes are only one way to finance government. Fees are another means of generating revenue, sometimes a hotly debated means. Fees, of course, can be paid directly to the county or to third parties for county-mandated products and services. How do you view the use of fees versus taxes to fund the Outagamie County government's activities?
I believe that I'm a big believer in users of government services should, if they have the ability to pay for them, they should be paying for the services. even if you're a criminal. I mean, if you go to jail, you should be paying for your jail time. But again, I'm a big believer in user fees and not to be on the tax levy for any taxpayer, because if the service is needed, fine, by the general public. But there are some programs, specifically when I was the state treasurer, part of our office was on the general tax levy. I converted every program to a user fee program, which the program was paid by user fees. And therefore, it became actually a profit center when I was the state treasurer. And therefore, we even supplied more money back to the general fund for doing so. At the county level, it's a little different because there's a lot of mandates by federal and state governments for social programs. And there are a lot of people that just can't afford. Elderly people who have limited incomes cannot afford Brewster Village, for example. Or people who are mentally handicapped, they need these different services. So a lot of social programs in Allegheny County are funded by the general tax levy. As you know, the budget in Allegheny County is $210 million. The tax levy for county citizens is $60 million. Of that $60 million that's paid by county taxpayers, 40% comes from the Health and Human Services Department. And so there may be ways that we need to find more revenue from the state or federal government and to underfund the amount of money to county government. But there are some programs that probably should be looked at for more user fees.
When we talk about user fees, and I've gotten this question from time to time, if a service is mandated, then charging a user fee for it really amounts to a tax. Can you think of any situations right now where people are charged fees for, trash pickup is one that comes up in the municipalities sometimes, and how you might look at that on a county level?
Again, there are enterprise funds in the county, such as the airport, such as single stream recycling, such as waste pickup. Those are programs that are supposed to really should be self-supporting. And if the community as well as the county want these services to be provided, we should find ways to make certain that they're self-supporting. And user fees is a good example of that.
Okay. Now let's consider the issue of transparency in government. Wisconsin's public records law requires open access to county records for all citizens. However, making copies of records for use outside of the county offices can be expensive. For example, some computerized data have large data processing fees attached, and county court documents have high photocopy fees. How do you propose making county records as freely available as possible to the general public?
Well, I think there's going to be more transparency for different departments, especially I'd like to see that our county have more transparency for public records. And when a record is being recorded, why not we also at the same time make that recording available on whatever electronic means there is possible so that recording can be accessed. As opposed to having it recorded in a document and filed away, and then you have to bring the document back out again and being reviewed and then copied. So there might be ways to electronically record these documents at the time of filing, and therefore you have a database of records on file.
And then would you envision records being more broadly available on the internet, or somebody brings in a thumb drive or something and then inexpensively transfers records?
Well, I think, again, I think that if it's recorded properly and on these, what I envision, could be recorded so that public would have access to a particular record so that you can view it online, for example. If it's a public record, it should be public, available through the internet, possibly. And by having it done electronically, the time of recording, that would be the best time to capture that and to have it access to the public.
And a good use of technology that way as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Lastly, let's talk about county social services. You alluded to some of the social service needs of the county a little earlier. But Outagamie County social service expenses make up over half of the county's governmental activities budget, at least in 2009 and probably for 2010 as well. With the increased focus on cost controls in state and federal government, the contributions for Social Security programs might end up straining the budget. In this environment, how do you propose that we control the social services expenses while continuing to give appropriate assistance to children, the elderly, the sick and disabled, and others in need?
That is a vital process that we need to continue to provide for the public. And I think the way to review that is important, that both federal and state, whatever they decide. I mean, right now it's as I said before, there's been a sea change in Washington to from overspending to underspending, and they're going to find ways to cut all these social programs. I do not know what the Congress is going to do or Walker's administration will do to county services, but I think we need to be a partner in whatever it comes down the pike to make certain that our county services are protected. And I think there's going to be a movement ahead to regionalize and collaborate with other counties in a regional basis. And more specifically, for example, family care, for example, on the last year has now become regionalized, and the state has taken over that program. $20 million of that particular program for Outagamie County has become now a state program, which is out of the budget. So I think there's going to be more collaboration and more regionalization of these social services that will reduce the costs to the counties, but also hopefully reduce the cost to the state as well.
Very well. And that regionalization, is that on a multiple counties getting together?
Right. Right now, the family care that's been taken by the state, saying that there will be three counties involved in this program of $20 million is now being stretched among three counties. And supposedly, there's been a cost savings because, as you well know, a good 80 to 85% of our cost is labor. And so if we can find ways to reduce the amount of employees to provide the same service, we should be doing that.
Thank you, Jack. This has been a pleasure talking to you, and I wish you the best on Tuesday during the primary election.
All right. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate your time as well.